What she held in her hand wasn't a piece of plastic that would do little damage. It was a boning knife, as sharp as a razor. She tried to imagine what it was going to feel like to push the tip of it through someone's skin, through muscle, into organs. The idea made her feel sick. She was trembling to her very core. "Come on, Sam." She had no way of knowing how near or far away help might be. If Stan Dempsey put her in a vehicle and started driving, Carrie had prosecuted and presided over enough cases of rape and murder to know that once a woman got into a car with a man bent on violence, she as good as sentenced herself to death. As they neared the doorway where she and Carl had entered the building, she could see that the brilliant sun that had blinded her when Dahl had opened the trunk hours earlier was gone. Heavy gray clouds had rolled in, their bellies sagging low overhead, giving the light an eerie cast as it struggled to penetrate them. Another volley of thunder rumbled overhead. Slowly, Carrie began to let the knife slip down through her hand, inch by cautious inch. As they stepped out, Dempsey turned her to the left, and she gasped. Carl Dahl had been handcuffed to the old iron railing on the stairs and hung limp from the cuffs, unconscious or dead, his head covered in blood.
"That's what he had coming to him," Dempsey said. "And that's just the start of it."
"Oh my God," Carrie whispered. Dahl's eyes were half open, his jaw slack. He wasn't moving. She couldn't tell whether or not he was breathing. There was so much blood, it looked as if someone had poured a gallon of red paint over his head. "Oh my God." This was what Stan Dempsey meant by justice. Her stomach rolled and cramped, and she leaned over, heaving, nothing coming out, her body trying to reject what she had just seen.
"That's justice," Dempsey shouted, leaning over her. "That's justice."
Now or never. Carrie came up fast, the top of her head cracking hard into Dempsey's chin. He took a half step back, straightening. Carrie twisted toward him, bringing her right hand up into him with as much force as she could. The knife went into his belly so easily, it shocked her. Dempsey folded at the waist and staggered backward, pulling himself off the knife Carrie still held in her hand. He looked surprised. This hadn't been part of his plan. He put his left hand where the knife had gone into him. Blood ran out over his fingers. In his right hand, he still held the gun, but limply, as if he had forgotten it was there.
"You killed me," he said in accusation. "I wouldn't have killed you."
Carrie stood there staring at him, horrified, unable to move. Without warning, Dempsey lunged at her. Too slow to react, Carrie backpedaled, off balance, then off the landing. Stan Dempsey fell with her, came down on top of her, knocking the wind out of her. She tried to move, but couldn't. Dempsey groaned and tried to lift himself. Carrie could feel his blood, warm and wet, soaking into her shirt. Hysterical, she scrambled backward like a crab to get out from under him. Dempsey was on his hands and knees. Trying to draw breath, tears blurring her vision, Carrie rolled over, got her feet under her, and ran, adrenaline pumping through her like high-octane fuel. She ran toward the road, feeling out of control, feeling like her body was hurtling forward faster than her mind or her legs could go, like running down a steep hill. A gunshot blasted behind her. She fell as if something caught her ankles from behind and yanked her legs out from under her. She hit the ground hard, bounced twice, gravel dug into her palms, her elbows, her chin. She landed in a heap, like a rag doll, and lay there, still. In the back of her mind, it registered, very dimly, that it had started to rain.